Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 181 for Tuesday, June 7th. Apple unveils all-new MacBook Air, supercharged by the new M2 chip at Worldwide Developers Conference 22. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will start our discussion of the Worldwide Developers Conference 2022, or commonly referred to as WWDC 22. WWDC 22 began with a keynote Monday, introducing the all-new MacBook Air, which we will start to talk about today. Also announced was the new M2 chip, supercharging the 13-inch MacBook Pro. There were also previews of the exciting new updates to iOS, iPadOS, macOS, and watchOS, all with new features and capabilities, which we will cover later. Let's start with the hardware and go to the show. Apple today introduced a completely redesigned MacBook Air and an updated 13-inch MacBook Pro, both powered by the new M2 chip, which takes the breakthrough performance and capabilities of the M1 even further. MacBook Air takes everything we love to the next level, with the all-new strikingly thin design and even more performance. MacBook Air also features a large 13.6-inch Liquid Retina display, a 1080-pixel FaceTime HD camera, 4-speaker sound system, up to 18 hours of battery life, and MagSafe charging. It is now available in 4 finishes: Silver, Space Gray, Midnight, and Starlight. M2 also comes to the 13-inch MacBook Pro, delivering incredible performance, up to 24 gigabytes of unified memory, ProRes acceleration, and up to 20 hours of battery life, all in a compact design. The new MacBook Air and updated 13-inch MacBook Pro join the even more powerful 14 and 16-inch MacBook Pro with M1 Pro and M1 Max. Let's continue talking about some of the significant features with the new announcement, starting with the M2 chipset. The M2 supercharges Apple's most popular systems. M2 starts the second generation of Apple's M-series chips and extends the remarkable features of the M1. With industry-leading power efficiency, a unified memory architecture, and custom technologies, this new chip brings even more performance and capability to Apple's most popular Mac notebooks, the MacBook Air and the 13-inch MacBook Pro. M2 features a next-generation 8-core CPU with advancements in both performance and efficiency cores, along with Apple's next-generation GPU, which now has up to 10 cores, 2 more than the M1. M2 delivers 100 gigabytes of unified memory bandwidth and supports up to 24 gigabytes of fast unified memory, so it can handle even larger and even more complex workloads with ease. Designed to dramatically speed up video workflows, M2 also adds a next-generation media engine and a powerful ProRes video engine for hardware-accelerated encode and decode, so systems with M2 will be able to play back more streams of 4K and 8K video than before. Next, we'll talk about the physical features of the all-new MacBook Air. Built from the ground up around M2, MacBook Air has an entirely new design that is remarkably thin from every angle. It measures just 11.3 millimeters thin and is only 2.7 pounds and features a durable all-aluminum unibody enclosure that feels incredibly solid and is built to last. This thin and light design integrates its components so efficiently that it results in an astonishing 20% reduction in volume. With the power efficiency of M2, all of the capabilities of MacBook Air are built into a silent, fanless design. In addition to silver and space gray, MacBook Air is now available in 2 new finishes, Midnight and Starlight. Moving on to the MagSafe. MagSafe returns to MacBook Air, giving users a dedicated charging port that is easy to connect while protecting MacBook Air when it is plugged in by quickly releasing if the charging cable is accidentally pulled. MacBook Air also features two Thunderbolt ports for connecting for a variety of accessories and a 3.5mm audio jack with support for high impedance headphones. Additionally, the Magic Keyboard features a full-height function row with Touch ID and a spacious, industry-leading Force Touch trackpad. Next up for our discussion on features is the new 13.6-inch Liquid Retina display. The new MacBook Air features a gorgeous 13.6-inch Liquid Retina display, which has been expanded closer to the sides and up around the camera to make room for the menu bar. You can see this at the Mac Minutes website at macminutes.blubrry.net. The result is a larger display with much thinner borders, giving users more screen real estate to view their content in brilliant detail. At 500 nits of brightness, it is also 25% brighter than before. In addition, the new display now supports 1 billion colors, so photos and movies look incredibly vibrant. Now to talk about the 1080 pixel FaceTime HD camera and 4-speaker sound system. MacBook Air includes a new 1080 pixel FaceTime HD camera with a larger image sensor and more efficient pixels that deliver twice the resolution and low light performance of the previous generation. Combined with the processing power of the advanced image signal processor on M2, users will look great on video calls. MacBook Air also features a 4-speaker sound system. To fit inside such a thin design, the speakers and mics are completely integrated between the keyboard and display, all while delivering an even better audio experience. A 3-mic array captures clean audio using advanced beamforming algorithms, while the speakers provide improved stereo separation and vocal clarity. MacBook Air also supports immersive spatial audio for music and movies with Dolby Atmos. And we finish off our initial review about the MacBook Air with the new charging options. MacBook Air offers a number of charging options, including an all-new 35-watt compact power adapter with two USB-C ports so users can charge two devices at once. And for the first time, MacBook Air supports fast charge for charging up to 50% in just 30 minutes with an optional 67-watt USB-C power adapter. I'd encourage you to look at this new charger at the Mac Minutes podcast site. I'll finish my initial review with the pricing and availability. The all-new MacBook Air and updated 13-inch MacBook Pro will be available on apple.com/store and in the Apple Store app. They will begin arriving to customers and will be available in select Apple Store locations and Apple-authorized resellers next month. MacBook Air with M2 starts at $1,199 US and discounted for education at $1,099. We will talk about the 13-inch MacBook Pro upgraded with M2 in the days to come and some of its new features along with the all-new operating system updates. We have a lot to cover on the Mac Minutes podcast coming up. Please come back and join us in the days to come. If you have a question about WWDC 22, please reach out to me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Other places we post news and events are on social media, including Twitter and Facebook. We also offer posting real-time updates on the Mac Minutes Facebook group, which is available for listeners to join. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for today. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Overcast, Chartable, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you again on the Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast.